Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Haunted in the USA. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We all know Miley Cyrus from Hannah Montana, such singles as Party in the USA, Wrecking Ball, the album Bangers, her tumultuous dating record, maybe even her very unfortunate performance this New Year's Eve, where she hosted a variety show with Pete Davidson and did very bad covers. Okay, sorry, those are just my opinions. But did you know that our beloved Miley Cyrus also sees ghosts? When Miley Cyrus was on her European tour in 2013, she rented a London apartment across the road from Harrods. She has talked multiple times about seeing some crazy shit in this apartment, and to this day says she is sensitive to ghosts and has seen many, specifically on this tour. Here's Miley Cyrus's London ghost story. She says, "I was touring in Europe and I needed a home base, so if we were to go to Ireland, I would just come right back. I used to have an apartment in London right across the street from Harrods. I used to have a place right there and it was really haunted and I had to move. That's not a lie." Okay, Miley, I'm listening. "It was seriously so terrifying. It used to be an old bakery and they turned it into an apartment building and I was having really crazy dreams and really scary things. And one night my little sister, it sounds crazy to tell you, but she was standing in the shower and all of a sudden I hear her scream. I run in there and the water had somehow flipped to hot. It wasn't like the water had just changed. The knob had turned it, but she hadn't turned it, and it was burning her. She was really red. Before I felt this, I thought I had seen a little boy sitting on the sink watching me take a shower, so I felt really freaked out. I was sitting there the next night, and maybe I'm crazy, but I could have sworn I could see the little boy sitting there on the sink, kicking his feet. My mom was getting mad, and we were looking into it because she thought it was going to scare Noah, Miley's younger sister, also part of the aforementioned New Year's Eve debacle. So then my aunt, who we hadn't told about this, comes in and she starts freaking out. She's like, 'I had no idea what happened, but I left the apartment and came back, and all the doors and windows were open. I locked the apartment.' I'm like, 'Tell my mom she doesn't believe that anything is happening in the apartment.' So she told her, and I'm like, 'Mom, see, I'm not making this up.' 3 or 4 more things happened after that. I will never stay there again." Liam Hemsworth, of course, at the time Miley's fiancé, also had an experience. She said her mom had an experience. "We all had these crazy experiences, and it was terrifying." Sounds pretty terrifying. Let's take a break. Miley's mother, Trish Cyrus, was getting mad that the girls started investigating and talking about these strange situations. She was afraid that they would freak out their younger siblings who would kind of come and go from this flat. But Miley had to know more. She says, "So then we started looking into it. The guy who owned the bakery, it was one of these where the dad owns it and then the son owns it. And it was the older man that had owned it and his son lived with him there. And I guess the wife died or something. She had gotten sick. So it was just the son and the dad that lived there in the bakery. And then the dad died and the son took over the bakery. And I thought I was seeing the son. I'm not even kidding." I would say Miley doesn't explain it the best and maybe the most poignant storytelling type of a way, but it's a bit of a Dear David situation, like the episode that we talk about where the cartoonist is haunted in his apartment at great length, but with a pop star. In any case, Miley and her mom and Liam all moved to somewhere a little less haunted on that tour, the Soho Hotel. Since then, Miley's had a few paranormal experiences, but has vowed, again, never to stay in that particular building again. And again, I was trying to find out what building it is. I couldn't quite figure it out. I wish she would have mentioned it at some point. I feel like if I was in London, I would definitely want to check it out.
I mean, Harrods is a pretty big mega store, mm-hmm. mega expensive mega store, so could be
just
one of many.
Turn right at Harrods.
I mean, if it's across the street, I when I was in London, I was like, "Oh, I want to check this." They're like, "You can't afford it."
Yeah, and like, I'm like, "Please, sir."
It's not hard to believe that whether it is haunted or she thought it was haunted. That's not hard to believe in London, old city, tons of history
for sure,
and people come and go, things happen.
Absolutely,
it makes a lot of makes a lot of sense, and maybe being on tour. Mm-hmm. Might add to the either the downtime or add to the
exhaustion.
Heightened sense of life.
Yeah, I think that too. I wish I could have found a quote from her sister Noah, who was in the shower getting burned at the time, to kind of corroborate what she has been telling the press, because that would have been extra creepy, very strange. But no, I didn't. And I feel like I need more from Miley. I need more from people who are in this area, who might know more about this old bakery turned probably, you know, million some dollar flat. And I need to stay there immediately.
Hasn't Miley given you enough?